So there's two different kinds of love. I know that we'd all like to think that there's only one, but there's really two. There might be three, and I just haven't explored enough yet. There's love, conditional love, and there's unconditional love. Unconditional love is what we would like to think all of us have for somebody that we love, but more than likely you have conditional love. We all have it. I mean, it's everybody. And you're probably sitting there saying right now, this guy has no idea what he's talking about. But you have to take everything that you say you love, and you have to look at it, and you have to think, well, you know, I mean, I say it all the time, like, I love that guy. He's awesome. Thing is, it's conditional love, because a second later I'll say, except for when he's drinking, or except for when he calls me and asks me for a ride, or something like that. You know, it's, if you have anything, if there's ever a but in the love, then it's conditional love. There's nothing wrong with it. We all do it. I mean, depending on what religion you are, even God does it. So, you know, that's the thing with, like, so I was a Christian, and as a Christian, they would tell me, well, you know, God loves you unconditionally, yet he wants me to make sure I do this and do that, and not do this, and not do that, because there's conditions set on it. So that's not unconditional love. I'm not trying to pick on the Bible right now. I'm just saying that that's a pretty darn good example. You know, like, obviously, if things are bad for a person, if you love a person and yet you have conditions like, oh, I love him, but his drug problem is too high, you know, that's a conditional love that I guess is kind of like the Bible conditional love, because obviously you're not going to like something that's hurting him. So yeah, if you're sinning or something like that, that's, and it's hurting you or hurting others, then I don't blame God for not, but I don't think he doesn't love you. But what I'm getting at is that we all set conditions on everything. I mean, think about people that say, oh, I love my car. And it's like, yeah, you love their car until it breaks down. Then you don't love your car anymore, you know? Or, I love my dog, except for when she does this or he does that, you know? It's more or less, it's crazy to think about it. And that's why this video is going on, is because I was just sitting here thinking about it. And I was just got done saying how much I love my van. But I only love my van when she's getting good gas mileage. I only love my van when there's no noises coming out of her. You know, it's... And I thought, well, it's not the same, obviously. It's not the same material love. It's not the same love as I have for my sister or something. But at the same time, I thought, well, I love my sister. And I would step in front of a bullet for my sister. But she does drive me up a wall. It's conditional love. So there are definitely... things that you'd have to think about. I mean, as far as unconditional love goes, I mean, I see it a lot with mothers, of course. You know, mothers, my mother loved me, I would think, unconditionally. I'm sure there were things that drove her nuts, so maybe it was conditional. I did a lot of stupid crap when I was younger, and it drove her up a wall, so, but she always took me back. So I don't know. I mean, but I sat here and I was like, you know, what do I love unconditionally? And it's hard. It's hard to think of anything, you know. I love what I term my God, my supreme, my all. And I love it unconditionally because I don't think of it as a way that a lot of faiths do or religions do. So I love it because it does what it does, and then I just go with that flow, you know, and call it the universe, whatever you want to call it. But I know that from going to church and stuff like that before, I would have friends that would pray and stuff, and then they wouldn't get it, or they would get it, and then they would blame God because, like, they didn't get it the way they asked for it. And I always thought that was weird. That's conditional praying, really, you know? Like, you gotta be specific. If you want something in the universe, you gotta be pretty specific about it. So if you ask for a yacht, you never know. God might put one, might give you one, but he might put it in your driveway with no way to get it to water. So, but think about it. I mean, I just think it's kind of funny. I don't know if anybody ever listens to these, but if you do, like, if you have any comments on it, I'd love to hear it. Like, what are some good examples that you can think of conditional versus unconditional love? Now, that's why I make these. I hope to, you know, have some kind of dialogue, because I have no dialogue with anybody. Like, nobody that I hang out with or know, or my family, nobody will talk to me about these kind of things. So hopefully somebody out there in YouTube land will have some ideas. But so conditional love is, you know, loving something but still complaining about it, you know. And unconditional love is loving something and just accepting it wholeheartedly for what it is. And I'd say it's a very, very thin line, you know. I mean, just, I hate to bring it up again, but the whole thing with Christianity and, you know, other religions too, is that, well, you gotta, God loves you unconditionally, but if I do this, I'm going to hell. Or if I do that, I'm going to hell. And it's like, well, if he loves me unconditionally, he's got to know that I'm filled with mistake. And the only way I'm going to learn is by my mistakes. I'm sure there's plenty of theologians and brothers and sisters that I know that are in the faith that would argue this point with me forever, but it just doesn't make any sense. That's kind of what broke me off. Like, it didn't make any sense to me. You know, how can you say that you love something unconditionally and make it go through? So how do you, like, just give people immense suffering? I mean, I don't want to get into all that. It just makes me wonder, you know, like, I don't think anybody's ever really nailed that down the correct way. I could definitely see that's the thing, with unconditional love, if a mother loves their child no matter what they do, but gets angry with them for doing stupid, you know, silly things that we may think are silly or serious things, like if a mother gets mad because her son's dealing drugs or using drugs, then, you know, it's conditional, but where does it slide on that scale? Because she's still going to take him in and everything. You know, she's not going to send him to hell. I highly doubt that half of them would even call the police on their own child. But, so I think that's where the problem lies in a lot of the ancient texts where, you know, you're just instantly going to hell. I don't think it's like that. I think that God would tell you, hey, I love you, but this is your problem. Let me help you with it. You know, and I think that that is a form of unconditional love. Like, if you love a person, but they're doing something that hurts them or hurting others, and you're willing to do whatever you have to do to help them get over that, you know? And so that's the thing, like, you can have conditional love, like, you know, I love my son, but he's using drugs. So that's a conditional love right there. I love him, but he's using drugs. But then you say, but I'm going to help him and do whatever I have to do to get him off drugs. So then you slide into unconditional love, you know, because you're literally putting yourself at, maybe not jeopardy, but you're putting yourself out there to help him get off drugs. So I just think that dynamic is interesting, and I was hoping maybe other people could comment on this. I know YouTube is a place that people go to watch videos and not really talk, but that's what my channel's about. I'm trying to reach out to others. So let me know your thoughts on conditional and unconditional love. Probably wasn't the best played out video as far as getting my point across, but I think you understand what I'm trying to say. So, because I honestly believe that if I can look at all the things I love conditionally and pick apart why I love those conditions, maybe I can strengthen that love, maybe help that individual, not bend over backwards or anything, not get into their life and tell them how to do it, but just maybe somehow have a different perspective. Okay, I love him, but this drives me nuts. Maybe I can talk to him about it. Or maybe I can help. Maybe it's hurting him too. So that's why I was thinking about it. Anybody has any thoughts or anything, I'd love to hear them. Have a great night. I love you all.